this representative. Okay, it's unfortunate you're here. But we have our own science. You may have been working on it for 20 months or 18 months, depending on which one Mr. Hazard chose on the radio this morning. And Mr. Mallard over here served under Mr. McDonald. So there is a continuity. But just to give you a bit of context here, you are in an area, and you've heard from the original people. You are in an area where all these other people who live here have made, through a plebiscite, an 87% vote against unconventional gas and CFC. Because if you're talking about democracy, that you are forcing this issue on the Northern Rivers is a joke. We call for you to revoke all CSG unconventional gas in the Northern Rivers. This area has a chance. We're talking about long-term sustainability here. We're talking about future generations and our grandchildren's children. That's why we're here. And this is about stakeholders, not shareholders. Mr. Hazard, there are going to be people walking up here and giving you declarations from their roads. I call on you to accept them all and to take note, because we are not going to allow this to happen in the catchments of our rivers, in the tributary of our rivers. For the benefit of some JP Morgan and Sons shareholders, ERM, PetroChina, Dart Energy, or any other energy that wants to come in here and get short-term profits on the backs of our environment. One thing that you blokes never seem to get right, and you, madam, is that environment comes before economy. Yeah. And this is our environment. This is the environment we hope for our grandchildren to live in a sustainable manner, as best we can, with all the flaws we're stuck with.
Are going in. Can you please promise me that all my animals won't get poisoned?
Answer that, mate.
Okay, so we're going to ask you questions, because this is where we live. The question was,
gas wells are going in. Can you promise me my animals won't get poisoned? Promise. Can you promise her, Mr. Hazard?
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Ian's had his say, and so have some of the others, and we're going to have as much as we can of questions and answers. But we're also going to have What's your name? Aaron, can I promise you this? That each... Aaron,
let's see what he's got to say.
We are doing everything we can to make sure that everything is safe for you, and I promise you it will be. Yes. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron, I think this is, can I say to you, I mean, Aaron and these little kids here don't deserve this. I think you really just need to settle down.
We don't deserve it, Aaron. We don't deserve it.
If you want to have a public meeting, we'll have a public meeting. If you want to carry on like this, you can carry on like this for the 6 2 hours, and I'm happy to sit here and you get no conversation, no questions, no answers. I am going to start doing what we started doing, which is to introduce the public servants. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'd just like to quickly ask Thomas George whether he has ever seen anything like this in this area, where we're not radicals, we're grandmothers. We're mothers, we're workers, and we have got our backs to the wall. And Mr. Thomas George can testify that this has never happened here before.
Thank you. I'm happy to take all of your questions and all of your answers, but there are people here who would actually like to hear the answers too, so we've got to work on that, folks. Now, where we were at is I had asked the officers here to introduce themselves so you have some idea of who you're actually... look, folks, I will come and get these before I leave, I promise you. I'll come and get them, okay? Well, let us answer the questions. Okay.
Minister Hazard.
Now, I'm going to ask...
Excuse me, Minister Hazard.
I'm going to ask Gary...
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
The knitting nanners I cannot say no to, because at the last meeting they were very polite. Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Now, I just wanted to know, and I'm not sure who to ask here. I'm hoping, I guess you.
You're Louise.
I'm Louise.
I'm Louise.
Yes, you've met me.
Yep, I have.
I want to know who can guarantee our land values. For what I know that this will do, who will move to a gas field? Casino. Once gas field has been established out Casino Way, as we said outside or anywhere, our tourism boom is going to plummet. But who will buy the real estate here? We know one well on a property devalues that land by 12%.
Yeah.
One well.
Thank you.
Now, what about people next door when it props up, goes a kilometre underneath their land?
Thanks, Mary.
And they have the fugitive emissions coming up on their own land. Who is going to buy next to a gas well? And who is going to buy next to a gas well? Who is next to a gas well? Who is next to a gas well?
Louise, that's one of the questions. Louise, that's one of the answers that we wanted to discuss today, because I'm also concerned about making sure that we have the right solution to the problem, make sure that the value stays in the land. And not only economically, environmentally. Okay. I'm going to start again, and I'm going to let Gary stand. Please, Gary, I'm sorry to do this to you, but it was a little... You know, Gary, could you stand and give your background, please, and your circumstances to the audience. Gary, can you do it again?
Yeah. It's Greg Yates, I'll try again. I'm with the Department of Planning and Infrastructure based in Grafton, looking after the northern region, but also in New England Northwest. My main role, I'm team leader for regional planning. My main role is in developing and reviewing the regional strategies. You probably know about the Far North Coast Regional Strategy, which covers the 6 local government areas up here. It was released in 2007 and it's now due for review. Early next year, we'll have a discussion paper on exhibition that you can respond to, leading to a total review of the regional strategy. Thanks, Minister.
I'm going to ask now Dan Keary first, because he's from the Department of Planning. Dan, could you give your background, please, and your qualifications so that we all know exactly what you're saying and where you're coming from?